I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Fall, people love fall. They go crazy for the foliage.
It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves hospice.
I'm a loser. Careful or I'll pee my pants.
Name 8 things that you had for lunch in the last week. I'm just trying to check your levels.
Like I said, I had the Thai style ginger chicken fried rice and vegetable egg rolls. I made Thai soup last night. I'm on a Thai kick. I'm loving the Thai. Thai food here, Thai food there, Thai food in a box, Thai food with a fox, Thai food in a house.
If your dad was ordering Thai food, your stepdad, how would he order it?
I can't do it.
I know that you like Thai food, and that's why I was thinking if we go out before Taylor Swift, we can go to that new Thai food place I thought you would like, or have dinner at my house or whatever. To be determined. We'll figure it out. But yeah, that's why I was thinking the Thai place.
Well, that sounds really good. Josh, I was trying to make plans with him. I need to make the decision, and he needs to know about it. And so do you, because the plan is with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, with you. I don't know.
Well, no rush. We still have another week or so to figure it out. But
I don't think I'll be staying at your house because there's crap everywhere in the guest room.
I am cleaning that out regardless.
No.
But no, my room's clean. I just need to put stuff up off the bed. I've been guilty about it as well, but I need to clean it up so then I can yell at Jeremy for all of his crap everywhere. But I can't yell at him for his crap everywhere until I put all my crap up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the one place I have crap. Not literal crap. I did kind of freak out the other day because I was like, oh, I need to clean the house. I need to do this. And Jeremy's like, the house is fine. It's not that bad, which was a lie. I mean, it was. Guys think that there's nothing wrong.
No.
And I'm like, I told him, I said, there's crap all over the counters. There's crap here. There's crap. I mean, like crumbs and stuff, you know, just like, why is that not wiped away? Anyway, I said, there's crap here. There's crap there. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, more importantly, why is there poop all over our house? I'm like, shut up. I got clean.
Crap is a substitute for stuff.
I know. Silly. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She finally gave me the time of day, and I got my girl date with 2 tag-along husbands. But that's okay. We laughed, I cried, and it has everything to do with me being a sore loser.
She might get all the fan mail, but you know what she doesn't get? Wins. Her name is?
Amy Nichols.
Okay, so we finally did have our double date. We can't call it a girl date because the boys were along.
Yeah.
But we did have our group date, and we went and saw Sean Wayans. Pretty funny.
He's old school. He's from the 90s, Living Color. I guess the Wayans Brothers was his comedic show with Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was called.
All of those brothers look exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
They have, even I met his son, Damon Wayans Jr. one time. He looks just like them, just minus, I wouldn't even say real, like minus 15 years, because they all still look young. So, I mean, he's a lot younger than that, obviously, but I don't know. They all look exactly the same. You see family members that look same-ish, I could not pick any of them out. They just,
really?
I don't think so.
I could pick them out. Because I knew he wasn't Coach from New Girl, which I love. And I know Marlon because he's a little bit more goofier than the rest of them.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Opener?
Oh my gosh.
Zero fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, if I had followed through on our bit of writing stand-up, that would have been me. It would have been so awful.
That girl was not good. She did have a funny moment or two, but it wasn't.
It was awkward.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's a perfect example of if I had tried.
And I listened to a lot of comedy. I'll listen to different comedy channels, and I've heard stuff that's not funny. That was the worst thing I've ever heard ever.
Really?
I think so. She was that bad.
I don't listen to a whole lot of stand-up, but it was uncomfortable, and she knew it was uncomfortable because Justin did the show after us, and she even commented that the newest crowd, hey, that last crowd was awful, because I think we were feeding off of her awfulness.
Yeah.
I don't think it's our fault as the crowd.
And we were the earlier showing, so I think that the later showing probably had more time to get drunk, and True. Then everything's more funny.
True. And it was just an off night. It was pouring rain.
Yeah.
Not the best night to go out. But we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
I was about to say, but we did go out, because then after the show, we walked down the street in the rain to Dave and Buster's.
Yes.
And I kept proposing this idea. I was like, what do we want to do? Do we just want to go grab a drink? Do we want to go play Dave and Buster's? And I knew I wanted to play, but I couldn't really tell, like, am I the only one? Am I trying to force this on people? And you're like, no, yeah, I'm down for games. I'm down to win. We're going to go play.
Did I say down to win?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were competitive immediately from the minute that I brought it up.
See, this is the problem. I am very competitive, but I'm not very good. So that's a really bad combination. It really is.
I'm with you. I'm competitive, but I suck at everything. So I'm just like, woo, I get all into it. I talk a lot of smack, and then I walk away shrunken shoulders with my head down low because I'm like, oh, I lost again. Imagine that.
I did lose a lot, but I didn't lose everything. I think I beat you maybe once.
One time.
And yeah. I beat Jeremy once. We shot hoops, mm-hmm. and I beat him once. I think we played maybe five times, maybe more. But I got one of them, and it could have been a sympathy. Who knows? I drank my face off.
But I do have to say, it's been a while since I've gone to that Dave and Buster's. It should be called Dave and Busted now, because half those games weren't really working, but they didn't have like an out of order sign.
They were cool games. They just weren't functional games.
Yeah. So the Rock'em Sock'em robots weren't quite working.
And these Rock'em Sock'em is like 6-7 feet tall. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't working.
Yeah. We were getting ready to play and noticed somebody else was playing and the robots weren't doing anything, so we had to move on.
Also, you beat me a lot at this Mario Olympic
mm-hmm.
game.
Very interactive. So you have to like run and jump and...
And I think I lost so much because one of the controllers was busted. But then
it was busted for sure. But you said that, so we switched, and then you won one time, and I won the rest. Like against you, against your husband. I think your husband might have beat me one time. We sat there playing that. It was so much fun, though. And then, I do have to brag, Jeremy took our card. We were all sharing one card. Jeremy took our card and went back and got some prizes for us. And so he comes back and he gives you this prize. And I was like, what the hell? He gave you, what did he give you?
He gave me a unicorn. It was perfect, but not just any unicorn. It was the Squatty Potty unicorn. And it's from the commercial. I think it might have been a Kickstarter. I really don't know. But it's like a real thing that people purchase. Anyways, it's a silly commercial. And it's got like a rainbow mane and a little stuffed poop comes out that's like a rainbow.
A rainbow poop that comes out. So he walks up and he gives you a unicorn. And I was like, what the hell? And then he gave me a pink llama. And I just thought that was so cute.
It was bigger than my prize and softer than my prize. So I think he was thinking that you would really enjoy it, that it was the better. I think he was trying to give you the best.
Yeah, I clean his house. So no, and I went out with my friends the next day and they're llama lovers too. So I had to bring that and show them. And they were like, oh, I thought you were going to give this to me.
No.
And then Heaven was in my car on Sunday and I still had it in there. So Heaven played with it the entire time. And then I drop her off and she's like, can I keep the llama? Nope. I'm going to keep it for just a little bit longer. So that was a lot of fun.
He was really sweet. I think he did perfect picking out those prizes. I had completely forgotten. We were just having fun playing games. I forgot we were getting points and that you can trade them in.
So I'm so old school. Last time I went to Dave and Buster's, they have how many tickets you win on some of the games. Others, it depends on what you score. And then they tell you. But I kept looking and I couldn't find any tickets. So I'm like, what is this? So I had to go ask for help. And I'm like, hey, excuse me. I'm sorry. No tickets came out because I was with Heaven. I wanted Heaven to get a good prize. Yeah, they're automatically saved to your card.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
It's smart.
Yeah. I remember getting all those tickets and having to count them out and carrying them around.
Yeah, and losing them. Mm-hmm. Like, fall them out of your pocket. Or I would, I'm not going to lie, I would look like underneath or see if like one had ripped in half and try to steal that one that was left over. This is something my husband Josh does. He drives and he like looks on the ground, not for tickets because that's weird. He drives around and no joke looks for cash like on the side of the road. And he's found money or like a parking lot or whatever. And he'll pull over and he'll go get it.
That's smart.
I can't do that. I have to pay attention to the road.
I just think, who carries cash though? I'm not going to be stumbling around on a lot of cash nowadays. I never have any cash. I have to... There's a purpose if I have cash.
Yeah. I have to have cash. Maddox has some tutoring. I guess it's not tutoring. It's like extracurricular band. Whatever. I have to pay cash every single week. So it's just constantly in my wallet now. But before that, I never did.
I do remember one big thing that Josh scored whenever we were out one time.
What?
We floated the river and he found... What is that thing called?
It was a GoPro.
It was a GoPro-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a little wonky. We had to like not keep the batteries in. We had to take them out whenever we weren't using it. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, it was a great save. We took it on vacation once to Schlitterbahn and it was awesome.
It was just so funny because Jeremy really wanted one and we're floating the river and Josh was like, I found something. And then he pulled it up and it was a freaking GoPro. It's like, really? Are you kidding me?
It's funny because it was like one of those chest strapped ones. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I think he wore it the rest of the river down rest of the, why can't I talk? Down the rest of the river. So it was just like, I don't know. It was just like weird. The chest thing is weird.
Whoa.
What?
He wore it down the river? Was he recording?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I want the footage of me trying to drown you because I don't remember that.
No, for some reason, it doesn't work. Something has to do with the battery. I don't understand. I thought you were going to say, you know what else he scored? And I thought you were going to say, like, a foot cast because of the time he broke his foot. But that's not where you were going.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Something that I've been trying to score, and I haven't been hopeful yet. Hold on. I don't think that makes sense. I haven't been able to score this yet while I'm out in public. But every time I go somewhere, I ask them if they have any pumpkin beer.
Oh,
I haven't gotten the pumpkin beer yet. I have gotten Oktoberfest beer.
It should be out.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Maybe you're going to the wrong places.
Well, I mean, I'm not... I'm sure some places have it. And I'm sure Central Market has it. And I just hadn't bought any yet. But it's the season.
It is.
I've taken out my fall. I've had a handful of pumpkin spice Starbucks. I bought my pumpkin spice creamer the other day.
No pumpkin beer.
No pumpkin beer.
Wow, that's a shame. I'm really sorry for you.
But there is something that you're about to try for your first time ever.
No, is it more pumpkin? I already lost. Why am I? What is this?
I realized how truly basic I am the other day as I'm jamming out to Taylor Swift drinking my pumpkin spice kombucha. You've never had kombucha before, have you?
No.
Jeremy brought me home this stuff. It is delicious.
Isn't it bacteria?
It's healthy bacteria.
Okay. So it'll make me a fun guy. I don't think I can chug that though. I like it. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, you don't have to chug it. I'm so basic. I love pumpkin spice everything, and Jeremy came home with that and I was just like, oh my god, I love you so much. But it's delicious. And kombucha has almost this like carbonated.
Yeah. It's like a organic, raw, and fizzy is like the description of it. It's almost like a apple cider vinegar kind of thing to it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm addicted to kombucha. Jeremy is too. And that stuff is expensive for just a drink. it's normally $3 a bottle, and Jeremy will drink like two or three a day. And I'm like, babe, I'm pretty sure alcohol is cheaper than this stuff. And I have to keep it stocked in my fridge. I mean, I'll drink different flavors. So I have a big jug of it, but he's hooked on one flavor. And that's what we keep in the house. And they don't have big jugs of that one.
You're so nice to think of me, but I feel like this is a punishment.
No, I just wanted to try it. I thought it was so important that you try that, Amy, because I enjoyed it so much. To me, it's just like a pumpkin pie drink. But I enjoyed it so much that at 10:30 at night, probably after doing some intoxicated bed yoga or something, I made myself a note to have Amy try pumpkin spice kombucha.
I do like it. It does have, I don't know why I hate on pumpkin spice so much. I guess because it is so, I don't know, is it generic? Is that the right word? Whatever. But it is good. It tastes good.
It's just common. Fall is my favorite season, though. I love fall. I love the decorations, which is hard for me to say because I love Christmas so much, too. But I guess I like fall because fall is the prequel to Christmas.
Yeah.
But fall and Christmas, I get to decorate. I had so much fun pulling everything out the other day. I just bought a pumpkin, and I'm going to cut off the top and hollow it out a little bit, leave the seeds in there, and plant some succulents in there.
That's so cute.
I saw it online.
I don't decorate. I think I disappoint my children because I don't decorate.
It's never too late. It's a really good time right after the season. My girlfriend told me Pier 1 has some really cute Halloween stuff right now, like mats that light up and say stuff whenever you step on them.
Mm-hmm.
So and they're supposed to be cheap. So I was thinking about stopping by Pier 1 after we get paid. I'm very, very broke right now. Even my savings account is suffering. Not that I ever had much of one, but even my savings account's like, stop. Stop spending. But you know who is joining in the pumpkin spice craze?
Well, no. I could guess, but I don't know if I'll really.
Give me a guess.
Well, JC's wife, Kinsey, has been like pumpkin it up. But I'm sure you're referring to someone else.
I was referring to something else.
Oh, something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
IHOP is coming out with pumpkin spice beer. It's called IHOPS.
Because
there's
so
hop.
Cute.
I know, because there's hops and beer. Pumpkin pancakes stout. And they use the batter from their pumpkin spice pancakes as part of the recipe. You can't get it in their restaurants, though, because they don't have a liquor license. But they say that it'll be at sell at different beer festivals.
How cute. That is a really cute idea.
I thought so.
Way to go, IHOP. Hop. Whatever you're called now.
We now interrupt this previously recorded podcast for an update.
I have to backtrack on something that I said yesterday. Yesterday, whenever Amy and I recorded, I said that I had not done something yet this year. And then after work yesterday, I jumped on that train and I started to do it. And I wanted to invite you all along because Alicia and I feel super strongly about something that y'all do not. How much do y'all trust me? Anna?
I have a feeling about what might be about to happen.
How much do you trust me?
I already don't trust you, though your food is delicious and that's what I'm hoping that it is, but we'll see.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Not that I can think of, but maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Amy, do you trust me?
Most of the time I do, but I think you have questionable music taste.
Hey, whoa, taking the mic away.
And sometimes you're a little bougie on things. So.
I definitely should have kept the mic away. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm surprised that those are your answers, but
I trust you a whole lot. I'm nervous. I'm nervous that you're, is this pumpkin related? Because I think pumpkin is so bougie and I set the taste.
Okay. Thing. I was going to say that I'm not upset with what you said. I'm surprised, but I also agree with you. So I can't be mad because my music does suck at times to other people. I enjoy it. And I can be bougie if we're trying to go out to a nice place and we argue that a $30 steak dinner is affordable and you're like, $30 is affordable. So I get that. However, I do not think that pumpkin spice is bougie. Alicia, how do you feel about pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice can be found in my veins.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
I'm
basic.
I am a basic white girl.
Sure.
Loud and proud.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
But hey. I don't think that pumpkin spice is overrated. Is it oversaturated because it is ingrained into everything this season? Sure, you can go overload on pumpkin spice, but my argument is it is freaking delicious. So,
come here, ladies.
I bought my first pumpkin beer of the season. And the reason that I love this beer is because it tastes like pumpkin apple cider. It is freaking delicious. It is tasty. It is wonderful. That's my thoughts on it. Alicia, I would like for you to try as well. Have you had this? You said that your husband likes this beer.
I have tried Shipyard beer before. Mm-hmm. Not this amazing twist on it. So I'm very excited.
Okay. So I want y'all's honest opinion on what you think about this beer.
Alicia, will you hold my fork? Because I thought we were going to be eating something delicious. Turns out I was conned.
You all have to shotgun it like we're back in college.
Also, as I was bringing them here, I dropped it on the ground.
Oh, so now they're overflowing.
Oops.
Amy, you can go first.
Thanks.
I can already smell it and I'm really unhappy. I don't like pumpkin. That's the thing.
But why don't you like pumpkin?
But I'm only doing this because I'm a team player. I never have. It's not just because it's like a trendy thing, because you know I love being trendy and basic, but I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like
I don't either.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
It's not
I don't
my favorite.
Like,
I need to have like a large amount of Cool Whip on a pumpkin
pie. Or like ice cream or something. Yeah.
So we'll okay, well then disclaimer. I thought that y'all hated pumpkin spice because everybody else loves it, but if you genuinely hate pumpkin, then
genuinely,
you might not like this.
I genuinely hate pumpkin.
I don't hate all pumpkin, but it's just not
Cheers.
My go-to.
Ding, ding, ding.
Are we really chugging?
No, I'm just tasting it.
That does taste good. And it's not even pumpkin heavy.
This doesn't taste like pumpkin to me.
Yeah.
It tastes like just beer.
A beer. Y'all taste pumpkin?
Did you try it?
Yes.
You thought it tasted like pumpkin?
Mm-hmm. I also took 2 mints, so maybe my taste buds are off.
I don't think it tastes like pumpkin. At least it's not what I was expecting.
Maybe you just caught Anna in a lie. Maybe she secretly loves pumpkin and she is just too scared to be basic.
First
on
of
this.
All, that would be the lamest lie I could ever come up with.
Maybe when you dropped it, you knocked the pumpkin out.
Yeah, maybe. You taste it.
That is pumpkin spicy goodness in my mouth.
I really don't taste pumpkin or spice. I just taste beer.
I taste maybe the spice. I don't taste the pumpkin.
Oh, that's pumpkin beer.
Yes.
Maybe let me you guys on. Are liars.
let me gargle it. That's a nasty sound, by the way.
No, I'm sorry. It tastes good, though. I don't hate it.
That's straight up pumpkin beer, guys.
Yeah, it's more of the spices of it afterwards. The aftertaste is
I
very
taste the
pumpkin-y.
Nutmeg. Mm.
Like, I don't mind it, but I would never reach for this specific beer. You know what I mean? Okay, I also have a confession to make while we're here.
Oh. Why is Lacey handing me the entire thing?
Last year, Lacey gave me a pumpkin beer when she didn't know I didn't like pumpkin, and I never drank it. I took it home, but I never drank it.
What did you do with it?
I was in my fridge, so I think somebody had it.
Okay, as long as it wasn't wasted.
No, I didn't like throw it away. I just personally was not the one that drank it.
Lacey, are you disappointed in our reaction?
No, I'm proud of y'all because this is how it starts. You start off with a light pumpkin beer, and then next thing you know, you're all about the pumpkin spice season. So I'm proud of y'all. I went to the liquor store yesterday and looked everywhere for pumpkin spice beer. The only one I could find was Blue Moon Pumpkin Spice, which is fine, but that's not typically a brand that I would go to for that. And so I was a little disappointed, but I was like, man, I really want pumpkin beer, so I'm going to get it anyway. And then as I was getting ready to walk out, I found Shipyard, which is one of my favorite pumpkin beers. The other one would be Jack Traveler Shandy has a really great pumpkin beer. I'll try to grab that one next. But I found this on my way out and I was like, oh yeah. It's all stocked up with Oktoberfest beer, but the pumpkin beer is not here yet.
I will say, I don't know how I feel about drinking half that beer right now and I haven't even had breakfast.
Oh yeah, me neither.
But that's a solid breakfast, Lacey.
Girl, I've had lunch. It's 11.
You know what would be kind of interesting to do? Because since I have been so, I just know that I don't like pumpkin. And because of that, I haven't even really tried a pumpkin spice latte. I'd want to do, a blind
taste test of like a few things and put like a pumpkin spice latte in there, and I wonder if I would actually dislike
it. Oh, it is so on. That's a great idea.
And also that's an excuse for Alicia to bring me Starbucks. So there you go.
You're going to have to wait for payday for that to happen.
Today's payday.
Okay, so final verdict. If this is the only thing at a party. If this was an option at a party, would you grab the beer and drink it?
Depends. What are the other options? Because if this is an option, no.
Keystone.
Ooh, gross. So you're asking me if I want pumpkin or if I want water?
Yeah.
I mean, how drunk am I trying to get? Am I right? I don't know.
Would you drink this again ever?
Not by choice.
Would you try pumpkin-flavored tequila?
Out of curiosity, yes, but I can already tell you I probably won't like it.
I would not buy this.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely drink it.
Good answer. Alicia, pumpkin spice sister.
Hey, pumpkin spice sister.
I love you. Thank you for agreeing with me.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming on and doing this. Thank you for On Cloud Wine for coming over to the pumpkin spice beer side. I just lost my train of thought.
It's been an absolute honor. Feel free to bring us more food more often.
Yeah, I'm always down for free alcohol.
And food.
Anytime.
And also snacks.
And your latest podcast has to do with pumpkin spice as well. What is the name of that episode?
And it's called Shut Up, You Pumpkin Hater.
It's Alicia Found Out That I Don't Like Pumpkin.
So be sure and check that out on Cloud Wine. Thank y'all very much. Happy fall and happy pumpkin spice, everybody.
That concludes the update. We now continue with the regularly scheduled podcast.
Another company jumping in on the craze.
Who?
Bluebell Ice Cream.
Oh, this makes me so mad.
Pumpkin spice pecan ice cream. You're not down with this flavor?
I thought way higher of Bluebell, that they're just going to jump on the train.
It's so popular. I think that it's smart to do it.
I guess so. They're going to get the money because everybody's going to buy it.
Where I did have to draw the line, Heaven made some pasta with this squash sauce. You take butternut squash.
I have made that. And it was good. It was sweet.
It was good. I would definitely eat it if somebody made it for me, but I'm not going to make it.
It was a lot of effort to make it for me. Like, I had to skin it. Like, oh, gosh, it was just too much work.
But the butternut squash kind of has that pumpkin-y flavor.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe it would be good. But after trying hers, I was like, I'm glad I tried this and didn't serve it for dinner myself. Speaking of dinner, Jeremy had a full busy day yesterday, and I wasn't planning on seeing him. He had class in the morning, meetings at night. I mean, it was just crazy. And I had asked him, I was like, so are you doing dinner on your own? Do I need to worry about you? What's going on? No. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be busy. So I'm at home. I have some crap on TV, something silly.
Why is there poop on the television?
On TV, house smelled freshly clean because I had just recently mopped the floors and I hadn't put everything back down. You know, you have to put your bathroom back together afterwards. And I'm hardcore cooking. And Jeremy, surprise, came in and was like, oh, what are you cooking? And I was like, well, I'm cooking spaghetti. That sounds delicious. Yeah. You weren't supposed to be home, so there's eggplant in there, which you don't like, and it's with spaghetti squash, and he's like, never mind. So I felt guilty because I'm like, I miss you. I'm sorry you're going to be busy all day. Then he comes on, and I am full on engaged in Lacey Day. There is nothing.
Fine.
I had a big old pot of this that I'm going to eat for the rest of the week. I was even thinking as I was cooking it, I was like, maybe I can make some pasta on the side, and he can eat it too. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I put eggplant in there, so never mind.
You didn't know. I think it's totally fine.
I just felt a little guilty because it's like, oh, I miss you. I'm sorry you're gone. Da-da-da-da-da. And then he comes home, and I'm just having a blast by myself. I'm doing everything that I want to do.
You're playing it up. Oh, I'm gonna miss you big time. Yeah, right. Sometimes you just have to do a little something for yourself. Like, I made Thai food, the soup last night for dinner, and nobody in my family likes tomatoes. nobody. Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan likes fresh tomatoes, but these are cooked tomatoes. Nobody likes that. I still put them in there. They can pick it out. I don't care. I'm putting those tomatoes in there because I want tomatoes in there.
Josh doesn't like it either, so Josh has to pick it out.
Yeah. So honestly, what I do is I give everybody two bowls, a bowl for whenever they pour and then a bowl for the stuff that they'd want to like take out. And I'll just take all their extra bowls and I'll put it into mine.
I respect you for that. Normally, I don't add the stuff that Jeremy doesn't like, and I might even cook it and add it on the side. But if he doesn't prefer something, but just because he's just a straight no. No. I made this chicken salad something last week, and I put cucumbers in it, and I came home, and he didn't eat any of it.
Oh.
And I'm like, why aren't you eating this? Well, it has cucumbers in it, doesn't it? You don't like cucumber? I had forgotten that. Just because he's...
Whoops.
Yeah, he's not going to eat around it, so I'd rather make something that he's going to eat and enjoy as well.
Yeah.
And then I have to suffer. Then I'm eating spaghetti squash, and he's eating pasta. Oh, a little backtrack to what we were talking about earlier. You noticed...
What?
You noticed whenever we were all out together. I don't know why the word came up, but Jeremy said sausage.
I did?
Yeah. No, Jeremy did.
But I noticed it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Sorry, I just thought of that. Because you were looking like, I see exactly what you mean. Why would sausage even come up? I don't know. But she straight up said sausage.
You married that northerner.
Mm. So in honor of Lacey Day yesterday, I'm just going to keep going, all right?
Lacey Day continued.
Yes. Couple of movie things.
I like movies.
They're doing a... As I'm saying this, I realized you're not going to care at all.
Is it a pumpkin spice movie?
You never watched a single Child's Play, did you? Chucky? Little Chucky doll?
I did see it, maybe. I really don't remember any of it. But I think I've seen scenes of it.
Fun fact, the mom from Seventh Heaven was in the very original Chucky.
Get out.
Yeah, and the original Child's Play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which was hardcore horror. I mean, it was... kind of stupid, a stupid possessed doll. But whenever I was costume shopping the other weekend, they had a little Chucky doll with his face all cut up and he was sewn back together. And I was like, babe, I want it. I want it. I want it. He's like, I know, shut up. Of course, we didn't get it. I mean, it was pricey, though. But anyway, they're doing a Chucky reboot.
They're rebooting way too many things.
Well, the deal is the franchise has never died. So, and it's not the original voice actor, who I have no idea who it is. They changed his look. So, like, Chucky enthusiast, I got it right, are butthurt about it. Which, I mean...
But why?
I would think because they're changing everything around. Because it's hard to call it a reboot whenever...
And everyone away?
Yeah. They're still making movies, but I think an actual Child's Play enthusiast would have been off the Child's Play train a long time ago. Because, I mean, I don't think I've seen past Bride of Chucky.
Well...
Which was more comical than it was...
Yeah.
Horror.
I didn't see it, but...
Horror.
From the look of it, it looked funny-ish. I don't know. I think it's too many reboots. Where's the original ideas? Like me. I come up with so many original ideas. For this podcast.
Something that I am behind, and I was texting Jeremy about it today. Beetlejuice.
Is it a reboot?
Beetlejuice is not a reboot, but it's going to be in theaters at Movie Tavern here in a couple weeks, and I want to go. Movie Tavern does these flashback movies. I went and just saw The Labyrinth with Heaven and my brother, and I forgot how completely weird that movie is. That movie was my childhood. I watched it, but it's so creepy. The puppets in it are really weird and really ugly, and it's always been strange, but now that I'm an adult, it's super strange because I'm watching, that's with David Bowie, 80s movie, Jim Henson, but watching it on the big screen, you can see David Bowie's package, and I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah. And I think because he's wearing the really tight pants, so I think like it's supposed to look like that. You're not seeing an outline, but you're seeing like a huge awkward bulge though.
But I mean, think about it. that's pretty normal because look at Superman or any of the superheroes that wears their underwear outside of their clothes. It's like defined by their outfit.
Okay, I didn't think of it like that.
Look at this.
I was thinking this is supposed to be a children's movie, and I'm looking at a giant David Bowie crotch. But that movie was totally weird. Anyway, next, they're going to be bringing back all the Halloween classics, and Beetlejuice is coming. And Labyrinth was weird to watch now. Beetlejuice, I still 110% support. I know that you don't care about it.
It's not that I don't care. I can't show my love for it because I haven't finished it.
Okay, well, then maybe we should go to the movies for it. Okay. It's going to be in theaters. So,
I'll watch it.
Also, they're going to Broadway, and I'm trying to push.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I'm trying to push Jeremy to bring me. They're going to go to D.C., and then D.C. is like here now, so I don't imagine we would make that, and then Broadway next year. But I was sending him reminder texts today.
That would be a fun trip.
Yes. I'm just so passionate about it. I mean, there was like a Beetlejuice pop-up bar in New York, and Jeremy was like, oh, that'd be fun. You'd love that. But then I mentioned musical, and he's like,
oh, he shut down.
Well, he's like, cool, plan it.
I need your money.
Some crazy news that we found out today, but I stand 110% behind this celebrity.
Should I guess?
Yes.
Someone we talked about today?
Yes.
Are they young?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes. You have no idea what his name is. I don't either.
If I don't know, then I'm done.
I don't know what his name is. I only know he dated Miley Cyrus's sister, Noah Cyrus. Yeah. So I'm just going to read this tweet.
Oh my God, this is too funny.
Lil Xan has been hospitalized after an apparent Hot Cheetos overdose. Uh-huh. Xan took to his Instagram saying, I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many Hot Cheetos.
This is so funny and sad.
I fully support this because if that's how you're going to go, then do it. But I think that this story is so much more funnier because they are reporting it as an overdose. It is a Hot Cheetos overdose.
This is ridiculous. This is something my kids might suffer from in the future. They love Takis so much, which is like a Hot Cheetos equivalent, but they love it so much they'll eat it by the bags. I mean, I just have to cut them off. But it's that. I don't think they've had the overdoses. I don't think that. Is that real? Because he said he had something, like, in the Instagram video, it said that he had a little tear of something, and
he was pooping blood. Yeah, he was pooping blood. I mean, I guess it can happen. You can eat something that upsets your stomach, but I've eaten the hottest stuff ever, including my friend Maria's hot chili that Jeremy still says to this day, you should never make food that hot if you're having company. And I haven't had that. I have, like, eaten too much hot stuff on an empty stomach, and then that, like,
same,
just hurt my stomach.
I spent some time by myself after that.
Yeah, but I would never say that I pooped blood, not publicly.
No! God, no! What is wrong with him? And then also, who is he? Other than him dating this, dating, like, the second Cyrus, third Cyrus, the most important, why are we talking about him? What has he done? Sure, he raps, but so do I. I'm not any good at it, and I'm not famous for it.
Amy, what? Be sympathetic. He almost died from a Hot Cheetos overdose, okay?
Little Xan. Dumbest looking face, too. He's just dumb looking. He's like the wannabe tattoo my face loser.
Okay, which you bring up a valid point. He's dumb looking, but so is the first Cyrus. I can't think of his name either.
Billy Ray?
No, the son.
Oh.
And he has a bunch of tattoos on his face. He's a little ugly dude, ugly, skinny.
I honestly didn't even know there was.
Yeah. So then that's kind of weird because she's dating like her brother. Yeah. Kind of.
Sick. Got another Angelina Jolie on her hands.
I have a couple interesting stories. Some rich people in New York City have started hiring nannies for themselves. They want someone who can do things like help them get dressed and ready in the morning, their nails, massage them, and drive them around.
Honestly, I'm not too mad about it. I wish I had the money for someone to do this for me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say lazy. I'd do it too. I'd do it in a minute.
Well, first of all, I'd stop wearing free t-shirts probably because no one in their right mind would pick those out for me to wear. And I hate driving. It's such a big waste of my day. If someone could do it for me, I would love to take the train. Mm-hmm. So I can just, I don't know, social media it up or whatever. I could even work on the train. I probably wouldn't, let's be honest.
I was making fun of my friend the other day because we valet parked downtown and you send them a text whenever you're ready and they bring your car. My friend sent the text. We're waiting. Valet was like, hey, let me double check and make sure you did it right. She didn't. And then the whole time she's just like, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what you expect from me. My husband does everything for me. And I was like, I'm not even mad to say.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
This is something to watch out for if you do a lot of traveling and staying in hotels. Apparently, people had been drinking bottles from the minibar, but in order to not get charged for it, they've peed in the bottle and put it back.
Why pee? Why not just water? Why do they have to pee in it?
It was a bunch of hotels in Spain recently that had to remove all the minibars from their room after they found this to be very common in their hotel. But they say these hotels were popular bachelor party spots. So that might be why.
What a bunch of weirdos.
They
I guess if it was like a darker liquor, then you'd want whatever. That's just weird.
They claim that employees have always caught it before somebody tried to drink it.
Yeah, right. I doubt that.
So that was just random. Pumpkin spice and
everything nice.
Pumpkin spice, everything nice. Lacey Day Extended and some random stories that sparked my interest. I have some good news, maybe. I have been a little Instagram obnoxious lately.
No.
I have found myself like thinking about, oh, I should take a photo of this and caption that. And then I was like, calm the crap down. Like, what am I doing? I'm not normally that kind of person, but I've been interested in doing that lately. So the good news is we got a little bit of action going on social media. So give us a follow and we may or may not entertain you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips at Loose Lips Hips. Amy is rocking her food at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Next time we come back, we're probably going to be pretty Taylor Swift heavy because
for sure.
We do have the Taylor Swift concert coming up next week.
I'm so excited. I really, really am excited. I'm so glad that you picked me.
I'm really excited. There's nobody better I could go with. We actually, I don't know why I'm acting like I don't know what we're going to do next. We did a podcast mashup with On Cloud Wine and Nick Adams from Shut Up Podcast. On Cloud Wine had us on and we did some Taylor-oki to see who knows the most Taylor Swift lyrics between me and you were partnered up and then Nick and Anna were partnered up and Alicia was hosting it and then some Taylor Swift trivia. So we really had to hammer down and see who was the bigger Taylor Swift fan, biggest Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We will find that out next. In the meantime, you can hit us up on our socials.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a nice comment. Yeah. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother pumpkin, yeah!